Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin. Chapter 50, Streaker. The waves of pseudo-sound were fading at last.
Crydeki!
Makani cried and swam to the captain's tank. The others turned also, just noticing the injured dolphin's distress.
What's the matter with him?
Jillian swam up next to Makani. She could see the captain struggle feebly, giving off a slowly diminishing series of low moans.
I don't know. No one was watching him as the psi bomb hit its peak. Just now I saw he was disturbed.
The large dark gray form within the tank seemed calmer now. The muscles along Kredeki's back twitched slowly as he let out a low warbling cry. Ignacio Metz swam up alongside Jillian.
Jillian, he began, I want you to know that I'm very glad Tom is alive. Although his tardiness bodes poorly, I'd still stake my life that this Trojan seahorse plan of his is ill-conceived.
We'll have to discuss that at ship's council, then, won't we, Dr. Metz? She said coolly. Metz cleared his throat.
I'm not sure the acting captain will permit.
He subsided under her gaze and looked away. She glanced at Takata Jim. If he did anything rash, it could be the last straw that broke Streaker's morale. Jillian had to convince Takata Jim that he would lose if he contested with her, and he had to be offered a way out, or there might still be civil war aboard the ship. Takata Jim looked back at her with a mixture of pure hostility and calculation. She saw the sound-sensitive tip of his jaw swing toward each of the Fen in turn, gauging their reaction. The news that Thomas Orley still lived would go through the ship like a clarion. Already one of the armed Stenos guards, presumably carefully picked by the vice-captain, looked mutinously jubilant and chattered hopefully with Wattasetti.
I've got to act fast, Jillian realized. He's desperate.
She swam toward Takata Jim, smiling. He backed away, a loyal Stenos glaring at her from his side. Jillian spoke softly so the others could not hear.
Don't even think it, Takata Jim.
The Fen aboard this ship have Tom Orley fresh on their minds now. If you thought you could harm me before this, even you know better now. Takata Jim's eyes widened, and Jillian knew she had struck on target, capitalizing on the legend of her psi ability. Besides, I'm going to stick close to Ignacio Metz. He's gullible, but if he witnesses me being harmed, you'll lose him. You need a token man, don't you? Without at least one, even your Stenos will melt away. Takata Jim clapped his jaw loudly. Don't try to bully me. I don't have to harm you. I am the legal authority on this ship. I can have you confined to quarters. Jillian looked at her fingernails.
Are you so sure?
You would incite the crew to disobey the legal ship's master?
Takata Jim sounded genuinely shocked. You must know that many, perhaps most of the Tersiops would follow her, whatever the law said, but that would be mutiny and tear the crew apart.
I have the law on my side, he hissed.
Jillian sighed. The hand must be played out for all the damage this would do if the dolphins of Earth found out. She whispered the two words she had not wanted to utter.
Secret orders, she said.
Takata Jim stared at her, then let out a keening cry. He stood on his tail and did a backflip while his guard blinked in confusion. Jillian turned and saw Metz and Wattasetti staring at them.
I don't believe you, Takata Jim spluttered, spraying water in all directions. On Earth, we were promised. Streaker is our ship.
Jillian shrugged. Ask your bridge crew if the battle controls work, she offered. Have someone try to leave through the outlock. Try to open the door to the armory. Takata Jim whirled and sped to a comm screen at the far end of the room. His guard stared at Jillian momentarily, then followed. His look conveyed a sense of betrayal. Not all of the crew would feel that way, Jillian knew. Most would probably be delighted, but deep inside an implication would settle. One of the main purposes of Streaker's mission, to build in the Neofen a sense of independence and self-confidence, had been compromised.
Did I have any other choice? Is there anything else I might have tried first?
She shook her head, wishing Tom were here. Tom might have settled everything with one sarcastic little ditty in trinary that put everybody to shame.
Oh, Tom, she thought, I should have gone instead of you.
Jillian!
Makani's flukes pounded the water, and her harness whirred. With one metal arm, she pointed up at the wounded dolphin floating in the gravity tank. Kredeki was looking back at her.
Joshua H. Barr! But you said his cortex was fried! Matt stared.
An expression of profound concentration bore down on Kredeki's features. He breathed heavily, then gave voice to a desperate cry.
Out! It's not possible, Makani sighed. It's speech centers.
Kredeki frowned in effort.
Out, Kredeki. Swim, Kredeki.
It was trinary baby talk, but with a queer tone to it, and the dark eyes burned with intelligence. Jillian's telepathic sense throbbed.
Out!
He whirled about in the tank and slammed his powerful flukes against the window with a loud boom. He repeated the Anglic word. The falling tone slope was like a phrase in primal.
Out!
Help him out!
Makani commanded her assistants.
Gently! Quickly!
Takata Jim was heading back from his comm screen at high speed, wrath on his face, but he stopped abruptly at the gravity tank and stared at the bright eye of the captain. It was the last straw. He rolled back and forth as if unable to decide on appropriate body language. Takata Jim turned to Jillian. What I have done was in what I believe to be the best interest of the ship, crew, and mission. I could make a very good case on Earth.
Jillian shrugged. Let's hope you get the chance.
Takata Jim laughed dryly. Very well. We'll hold this charade ship's council. I'll call it for 1 hour from now. But let me warn you, don't push too far, Dr. Baskin. I have powers still. We must find a compromise. Try to pillory me, and you will divide the ship. And then I will fight you, he added, low. Jillian nodded. She had achieved what she had to. Even if Takata Jim had done the worst things Makani suspected of him, there was no proof, and it was a matter of compromise or lose the ship to civil war. The first officer had to be offered an out. I'll remember, Takata Jim. In 1 hour, then, I'll be there. Takata Jim swirled about to leave, followed by his two loyal security guards. Jillian saw Ignacio Metz staring after the dolphin lieutenant. You lost control, didn't you? She asked dryly as she swam past him. The geneticist's head jerked.
What, Jillian? What do you mean?
But his face betrayed him. Like many others, Metz tended to overestimate her psychic powers. Now he must be wondering if she had read his mind. Never mind, Jillian's smile was narrow. Let's go and witness this miracle. She swam to where Makani waited anxiously for the emerging Kredeki. Metz looked after her uncertainly before following.